Welcome to Talkin' Music. We're here today with one of the directors for NPR's All Things Considered, Monica Estatieva, and KVNF's DJ MJ. And we're going to be talking about bumper music today. That's the music that you hear between the different news segments on All Things Considered. Welcome, Monica. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
MJ, I wanted to start off by asking you how you and Monica sort of came to find each other. And I guess it began with your admiration of her choice of bumper music.
Oh, that's exactly how it started. I was in my car one day, and at the end of a news segment, the bumper came on, and I found myself rocking to the bumper. And then I started noticing it every day and almost listening for it. And so I just sent an email, went to NPR, drilled in a little bit, sent an email, hey, who's doing this? And I got this email back from Monica that said, well, I am. And so she was the thing that really worked great was she sent me this link to the daily program log, and it included what those songs were played are. And then there's a place you can sample it, just what was on the air, or you can buy now through iTunes or Amazon and hear the whole sample and click it and own it. And so I could really see what she was playing and hear more of it, I was more impressed. And I said, hey, you know, would you be willing to talk to us on Talkin' Music?
Wonderful. It's kind of funny that you're listening to All Things Considered for the for the music. I'm sure you're catching some news in there too, but
of course. But you know, last week or something, I mentioned to some friends we were going to do this, and they said, I've noticed that music too. And so, Monica, you're rocking the world here.
Oh, yeah, my you God. Are.
How long have you been the director for All Things Considered?
I joined the staff of All Things Considered in January. Up until then, I was directing another NPR program called Tell Me More. It's a great program, but it's a small program with 100 stations. So it's not a lot of people around the country can hear the program. Of course, with All Things Considered, this is different. And I wanted to bring my own personal style to the program, and they embraced it. So I was really happy about it. And when Mike sent me this email, he said, oh, the music's been really groovy. I was like, okay, I really like this. I'm going to respond. And I really appreciated that it has received such a great feedback.
Mike was talking about how a lot of the music that you're playing is new to him. And he pays a lot of attention to music. He's pretty familiar with our music library. Where do you find this stuff, I guess, is my question.
So I have a very large music library, but I'm also kind of in constant pursuit of new music. So I'll be listening to television or Pandora, different radio stations, going to concerts, and I'll even listen to music they use in contemporary commercials. And if I just like an instrumental version, I will just Shazam it or try to explore which song they used, and then I'll use it the very next day on All Things Considered. I also receive a lot of music from various music companies. So it's like a constant search. It's like 24 hours a day, I think, breathe, live music, so that I can bring like the newest sounds to the air. Because one of my biggest challenges and opportunities is that I wanted to recreate a new sound for the program. You are driving back home after work in the afternoon, and you want something that is just going to excite you, that is spicy, that is gonna make you forget about your chores or your work day, and just transfer you into a universe where it's like it's happy. And also, it's like something that complements the sound of the piece you just heard, and it just takes you to that moment. So this is what I strive for.
Wonderful. Well, why don't we hear one of those selections right now? Mike picked out a few that stood out to him. So I think first what we're going to hear is from Quantic Presenta, Flowering Inferno. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Quantic is a DJ I like to use very often on the program. It's an umbrella name for a UK-born DJ called Will Holland. And one of his projects, he calls Quantic Presenta, Flowering Inferno. And it's from his album, Dead of a Revolution, that came out in 2008. A song I really love on that album is called Ciudad del Swing. It just reminds you of hot summer nights. It's Latin-infused dub and reggae-inspired music, and it just puts you in that mindset of a great time. Many of the listeners might have heard of him because he did this very famous Mi Swing es Tropical song that was used on an iPod commercial back in 2007 with a band called Nicodemus. And ever since, I've been a huge fan of Quantic. So here is Quantic with Ciudad del Swing.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Monica Evstatieva, and she is the director for NPR's All Things Considered. And we're talking about music with Monica today because she chooses all the music that you hear in between the news segments. It's the bumper music for All Things Considered. So, Monica, how much time does it take for you to make your selections? And what's the criteria for a song that works?
For any given day, I choose between 17 and 18 pieces of music. This is just the Dead Rose and the breaks we use for the show. I also pick the buttons, which are that little pieces of music in between each story. And it takes me approximately 2 to 3 hours. And what I'm really looking forward is matching the mood of the piece to the mood of the song. I'm trying to enhance the piece, to complement the piece with a sound that is really going to put the right touch on that particular song. If it's a story that is sad, I'll try not to go with the music that is also sad, but the music that just puts you in the mood without changing your emotion without adding extra emotion. I just try to keep it like neutral. If it's something that is funny, like in all things considered, we use a lot of tape and copy about odd news, about funny news, then I just wanted something that's cheerful and is going to make you smile. And is going to have you remember that story. And later, when you're talking to your friends, just something has like a great memory of it.
Did you have a background in music at all? Do you play an instrument or?
I have absolutely no classical background in music. I have both a master's and an undergrad that have nothing to do with music. And but I've been working in radio for the past 10 years. And I'm originally from Bulgaria, which is in southeastern Europe. And I used to work for a student radio station there for 4 years. It was a commercial radio station, but we were obsessed with music. And I've been actually I say to myself, like, radioactive since I was almost in first grade. It's always been my passion, and music has been such a huge part of my life. I think of myself as someone who is, like, a connoisseur of music, someone who doesn't have the skill to play it, doesn't have the knowledge to create it, but truly appreciates it and highlights what you regular people would like to hear. Mm. More like a channel than, because my background is in journalism, so music is more like a passion and a hobby, and I am more than blessed to know that my passion has also become, kind of by accident, my work.
That's fantastic, Monica. I made a similar statement during our last pledge drive. I don't produce music of anything. I can't play a thing, but I am a heavy consumer of music and really appreciate the artists who put it together. And one thing that I heard you say there is that you like to find spicy pieces. And, you know, when I think of NPR and a lot of these, your stations are classical only or jazz only type stations. And then you come in with Thievery Corporation or something.
Yes, I have a slight bias towards Thievery Corporation. I've known about them for many, many years, and I follow their music. And I love the fact that they have their own sound, but they invite artists from the entire world and have collaborations with them. And they are actually based here in Washington for most of the time. And I've had the pleasure to attend many of their concerts. And what I liked about them and why I chose to play them on All Things Considered is because their audience is as diverse as All Things Considered audiences. We have people of all different kinds of ages, of all different kinds of backgrounds. Because you are supposed to play music not based on what you like and only you like, but based on what everyone should hear at least one song or one piece of music every day that they enjoy. So I put my own personal preferences to rest and I pick music that incorporates all genres. I'll play the blues and I'll play folk. I'll play electronic music. I'll play jazz, contemporary. I'll play old jazz from the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, and just create like a fusion of sounds so that everyone feels like they're part of the program.
I wish you could be one of our DJs.
Well, I might take you up on this.
Monica, I wanted to tell you about a funny thing that happened. It wasn't yesterday, maybe the day before. I was at the stop sign here, and it just happened to be a bump that I kind of started, my head started bobbing a bit too. And I noticed the person in the car in front of me started doing the same thing at the same time. And so,
the other thing, actually, I wanted to say is that I also take like full responsibility for the song I choose, also based on the fact that I know that a lot of people would listen to All Things Considered for the music. And they would hear an artist and they will go to the website and they would listen to that piece of music, and some of them will purchase it on the spot. It's a direct connection. And you'll get to hear artists that you won't usually hear on commercial radio. You have to go to a small concert in only several towns to be able to hear that artist's music. So it's the fastest way to connect small independent artists, even big artists that have songs that people have not heard about, with the people.
I sometimes think of being a DJ as like being a chef. And it's my job to combine the ingredients in a way that people are going to enjoy it. And I don't just cook for myself. And then sometimes I'll, you know, get it more experimental with something. But it's always trying to serve up something that, you know, is going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes the experiments fail miserably and you created like a very bad meal. But sometimes when it's perfect, you enjoy it tremendously.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Can you give me an example of when it went wrong?
Well, sometimes I have a tendency to be a bit cheesy in my choice of songs. I try to avoid it. In the past, I've done many of those. It's harder to make a bad choice with instrumentals. When you start using songs that have vocals, is where the biggest gaffes occur. It's just like, for example, if you play, it was something about two people in love, and then play a song, just the two of us, right out of it, would be something that some people will roll their eyes. So you're always trying to imagine yourself in the car driving, and if someone plays something, how would this make you feel? And if you think about like your biggest critic, and if they're going to have a bad reaction, then most probably you should not do it.
Right.
Well, so when you chose to play Chubby Checker right after the Dick Clark story yesterday, that was easy. That was easy, wasn't it?
Well, this this was easy, and a lot of the times my fellow producers are the people that suggest those songs that have vocals in them. So I'm the judge sometimes, and I say, oh please, absolutely not. We're not going to do this. It's going to be just too much, and but most of the time they win, and I get to play those songs with vocals, and I just pray that people will perceive them in a good manner.
Well, let's hear another song that Mike picked out. This is Tommy Guerrero.
Another instrumental that I enjoy playing on the show, Qu'est-ce qu'il passe by Tommy Guerrero. It's a translation from French that means what happened. I am a huge fan of Tommy Guerrero. I play so many of his songs on All Things Considered. And this song, Qu'est-ce qu'il passe, is from his album Lifeboats and Follies. It was released last year, and it gives you such a feel that very well matches the name of the song, what happened. And the video of the song is this black and white video of a train moving through towns, people, and it's in black and white, and I think it was shot in northern Italy, and just gives you a flavor from the past in a way. And Tommy Guerrero is just such a unique musician. In the 80s, he was one of the original skateboarders, was really good, and he has always been interested in music. He's also been called like a three-headed beast because he was a skateboarder and then became an entrepreneur and a musician, although he's always loved music, and you can feel it in every song he does. He is originally from San Francisco, California, and there is no particular genre that you can assign to him, because you can say it's rock, it's rap, it's funk, it's soul, it's jazz. There is always something surprising and something I'm excited to look forward to. So this is Qu'est-ce qu'il passe by Tommy Guerrero.
We've been speaking with Monica Estatieva, and she is the director of NPR's All Things Considered. And I'm here with DJ MJ, and we're talking about music. So I had a question. What are you listening to right now, Monica, when you're not busy producing All Things Considered?
Oh, that's a great question. So when I'm not producing, I've recently been introduced to Spotify. It's a application that you can download. It gives you unlimited access to all new music. I have also a little of a secret fascination with hip hop and rap. I think it's like I cannot play a lot of it on NPR because it's sometimes a little bit too contemporary, a little bit out there, and not a lot of our audience enjoys this music. But I'm personally a very big fan of it, and I was recently, last year in November, I attended Watch the Throne concert of Jay-Z and Kanye, and I just love, it's like poetry. Sometimes it sounds obscene and sometimes it's like misunderstood, but if you really think about it, it's like in 50 years, if you read those lyrics they wrote, you see there is a lot of wisdom to it and advice about life. And I think a lot of people just underestimate how powerful their message is. And this is, I think, one of the disconnect between the generations where you just kind of shut out this music entirely. But actually, it carries a lot of value. And that's why it has such a big following outside of, for example, public radio.
I feel that way too about hip hop, and I think sometimes, I mean, it really depends on the artist you're listening to, I suppose, but I feel like so many of the lyrics in hip hop music are so positive and so thoughtful and so actually humorous and funny, and I think a lot of that gets missed. I think sometimes people hear key words and that turns them off to the music or something.
Those key FCC censored words.
Exactly, those key FCC censored words, which sometimes this is the only thing that comes across, and actually there is a lot of hidden meaning. And I there is this British artist. She was born in Harlem, but she's based in the UK, Izella Banks. She's going to have her first debut album coming in September. And I'm just so excited because she's one of those new voices. She was actually chosen by the BBC Sound of 2012 as one of the top five contemporary artists that we should watch out for.
One of the things that amazes me is how technology is bringing all of this together. That there was a time, not so long ago, when Dick Clark was the main way that new music got out, and of course, the radios. But now it's more peer-to-peer and people sharing music, and you kind of tap into that, and it comes your way.
Yeah, absolutely, and it has completely also changed the way we listen to world music, because it has revolutionized how much access we have now to music that comes from different parts of the world that were so remote. It was completely impossible for us to have access to music in Mali or music in small islands in Ghana, from the Caribbean, and now this music very fast can travel to us and we can enjoy it. We had a recent artist. He is a Belgian-based rapper from Congo. He's from Kinshasa, and his name is Bologi, and we were able to get him on the air as soon as his album came out, and I was really happy about this because in the past we would have had it would have taken much longer for us to be able to put some of the world artists that are huge in their respective countries to be able to be heard by the American audience.
That's excellent.
Thank you for bringing that to us. And we're speaking with Monica Estatieva. She's the director of All Things Considered. We're going to hear another song that you may have heard on All Things Considered. It's from the Whitefield Brothers. This is called Safari Strut.
By the Whitefield Brothers. Actually, they are two German guys who are from Munich. Their names are Jan and Max Weisenfeld, a guitarist and a drummer, respectively. Safari Strut is from their second album, Earthology. It came out in 2010. And they create music that they call Raw Soul. And they used to call themselves the Poets of Rhythm, but are now more known as the Whitefield Brothers. And it took them to assemble almost 15 years to assemble the Earthology album. And it's so hard to assign a genre to this song, but it's electronic music, it's bass and drum, and it's infused with indigenous sounds. And also there is a great video that comes to it that has a catch to it. So you can check it out online. But Safari Strut by the Whitefield Brothers is one of my favorite songs to play on the program.
One that just caught my ear that kind of got that Afro beat. And a lot of these are instrumental pieces, as you mentioned, Monica, and I really enjoy that type of music and world music. We've got a show here on KVNF Global Express. It really is a great venue to do exactly what you said, you know, explore this great music from around the world. And it doesn't matter if you understand the lyrics on so many of these songs. It's the tone, it's the sound, it's the emotion that comes through.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Monica. It was really fun to hear about the inner workings of All Things Considered and talk about music with you. Thank you.
Definitely, it was a pleasure. Thank you.